The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. So can you hear me okay? Is the volume okay? Yes. So in the classic instructions for breath meditation, the instructions that are preserved in the Buddhist literature, is when one has a long breath, one knows one has a long breath. When one has a short breath, one knows one has a short breath. It's pretty straightforward. It's not too complicated. Just knowing our breath. Is it long or is it short? We could think of it as deep or shallow. There aren't instructions to have a particular type of breath. We're not told to have 36% short breaths and 67% long breaths, or we're not told to have only short breaths or only long breaths. We're just to be aware of what is our breath like. Just to know, just to be present for what is our breath, not to make it something that it's not. So in the same way of just knowing what is, being aware of what's happening, we can use that, the knowing awareness, as a way to orient our practice, as a way to guide our practice. As opposed to an idea of having something or other, we can have the orientation of being aware, of knowing. And in particular, we can apply this knowing, this awareness, to help us have sincerity in our practice and sincerity in our life. That is to have integrity with what we're doing, to be wholeheartedly present, to be authentic with what we're doing. And we can use that as an orientation of for our practice and our life. This having a sincerity. So in order to have sincerity requires integrity. And integrity, as you know, has two parts. The first is, or what I'm calling the first, is to be aligned with our values. And this, of course, requires that we know, or that we have awareness, what are our values? What is important to us? And this world of change and impermanence, what's valuable? What's meaningful? And maybe if we've done a little bit of reflection of what brought us to practice, what brought us to Buddhist practice, what calls us to meditate, maybe that can be a hint for us of what's valuable, what's meaningful. As well as, of course, in the Buddhist tradition, they offer some things as valuable. The obvious ones are the precepts, 5 precepts. I think most of us will agree that it's valuable to not kill living beings, to not take that which is not given to us, to be careful with our sexual energy, to speak with honesty, to not speak that which is not true, and to not confuse ourselves even further by intoxication. So Buddhism offers those as some values, but you know, maybe we have our additional ones. Maybe knowing, just having an awareness of what's happening, we can have that as a value as well. So part of integrity is to be in alignment with our values. And part of that is just to know what our values are. But another part of integrity is to have a wholeness, a completeness, without excluding portions of our experience or portions of ourselves. And that, of course, requires that we know, like, what is our experience? What is happening? Maybe we're not always aware of everything that's happening, but to the best of our ability, what's really happening, as opposed to what we wish were happening or what we think should be happening? I know that I have spent a lot of time, my meditation life as well as my off-the-cushion life, wishing things were different than how they were, trying to make them be different than how they were, being angry that things weren't the way that I thought they were. But part of integrity is just being with, this is actually the way that it is. It doesn't mean that we have to be complicit, and it doesn't mean that we're passive about it, but it starts with just acknowledging with how things are, as well as how we are. There's part of meditation practice is knowing, and that includes knowing mind states, for example, that maybe aren't so flattering, maybe don't support a self-concept that we would like to have. For me, going along with this idea of being angry with the way things are because I thought that they should be different, I actually didn't realize that I was a person that had anger as much as I did. I had this idea of myself as a nice, gentle person. I just wasn't aware that underneath there was like kind of this simming anger. So for me, part of having integrity is just to acknowledge, yes, I do have anger. Sometimes I feel angry. Doesn't mean that I have to act out on it. Doesn't mean that I need to throw things and yell at people. Because part of integrity is also being in alignment with our values. But part of this knowing and awareness is to help us bring sincerity to our experience. Integrity is one part of sincerity. Another part is authenticity. To meet our experience, whether that's something that's actually happening or if it's an awareness about ourselves, without pretense, without pretending like it were otherwise, without, you know, authenticity is about just being with what's actually happening. It turns out that there's quite an amazing amount of freedom that happens if we can just do that. Not in a passive way, not in a way that we're condoning everything that's happening, but to start with just authentically knowing and experiencing what's happening. And the third part to being with them, since the sincerity of our practice is a way to guide us or to orient us, is our degree of wholeheartedness. Kind of related to integrity, but wholeheartedness in the way that I experience it means like doing the best I can. Doesn't mean it's perfect. It doesn't mean it matches some other ideal. It's just doing the best that I can at that moment. The next moment may be different. Other moments in the past may be different. Moments in the future may be different. But wholeheartedly doing the best we can with what we know, with what we understand, with the tools that we have, with the wisdom we have access to at that moment. Sometimes, right, when we're in a lot of pain, we're in a lot of suffering, We don't have access to our greatest wisdom or all of our strength. So a wholeheartedness is just bringing ourselves as best we can at that moment. So I offer this as a way to kind of orient our practice, as kind of a sincerity of practice, which is relies on our having an awareness and a knowing of what's happening, our inner life, having an integrity that we bring all those parts of ourselves, all of our experience, as best we can. We have an authenticity that we are kind of let loose or let go any pretense we may wish to have, let that soften. And that we bring a wholeheartedness to our practice and to our life as best we can. We're not looking for perfection here. And I offer this kind of knowing, awareness way of orienting our practice as an alternative to sometimes what often, I know I certainly have done my share of this, of how we often are susceptible or can be orient our practice towards an orientation of having as opposed to knowing. So having gets to be a little bit tricky, right? Because there's that pesky impermanence bit, right? If we think that we need to have certain experiences, we need to have certain attainments, we need to have the best meditation cushion, the best meditation, go to the best meditation retreats, we feel like we want to have these things. Just that kind of movement of having in itself implies lack, and there's not a real ease and peace there. But even if we do manage to get, things are impermanent, right? So there's not going to be some lasting happiness or some lasting ease with that. As opposed to kind of just knowing and being aware and applying ourselves as best we can with sincerity. And we can use this as a way to orient our practice. Am I sincerely doing as best I can here? Am I trying to be integrated with all aspects of myself, as opposed to I must achieve, I must have, I must get? Which it's easy to fall into. And when we notice that we've done that, it's just one more thing that we can be aware of. Oh yes, I'm wishing to have something here. I'm wishing to get a particular meditative experience. And that's, we can just fold that into knowing and into awareness and sincerely apply ourselves to our practice. So I offer this as a way to hopefully support you in your practice wherever you are and whatever is happening and whatever you have or you don't have, but instead is a way to kind of let awareness and knowing and sincerity guide us. Thank you.